The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to Wheels with automotive experts from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Tulsa Gas Technologies, your CNG expert, here to answer your questions about your car, truck, or SUV. To join the program, call 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or you can text your questions to 95920. The Ask the Experts weekend rolls on with Wheels with Lloyd Boland, Troy Cox, Tom Sewell, and the host of Wheels, Denver Fox.
Well, here it is, April. Nice springtime weather we got out there, and April is National Car Care Month. Car care inspections reveal that 80% of vehicles need some kind of service. And Troy Cox with Cecil & Son Discount Tires, that probably doesn't come as a surprise to you, does it?
No, it really doesn't. And, had a few come in this week that were just kind of head-scratchers, some customers that had never rotated their tires, and they were really shocked that their front tires were worn out and their back tires were still good.
Huh.
And it's like, well, I've never done that. Well, you know, here's your...
they never heard of that?
Here's your warranty book. It says you got to do it.
Yeah.
You know, even had a customer come in that had bought tires elsewhere trying to get a second opinion, and, you know, it's not an opinion. Here's the warranty book.
Yeah.
You know, just like you have to change your oil, you have to rotate your tires if you want them to wear evenly and well. And, it's just one of those simple maintenance things that gets neglected so much.
It is, really. And, people's attitudes like that, and Lloyd Boland and I have talked about this, that some people just drive a car till it literally falls apart.
I've seen a few.
Yeah, we've known some people that did that, and they just will not. I don't know if it's a mindset or they just don't think, you know, that it needs it or what. But, this is a month to remind you that you need to get things serviced.
Right. And, it's sometimes things that just boggle your mind. It's like, well, you know, I've seen commercials for oils that you only have to change once a year. Yes, there are oils out there that are marketed, but you want to read the fine print and find out what miles that is in that year, and then you want to look at your owner's manual and find out what, if your vehicle's still under warranty, you have to do to keep that warranty in force. But you're not getting 15,000 mile or 25,000 mile or year, you know, once a year oil change, you know, when you're buying, you know, $20 and $30 and $40 oil changes.
You know, I think we lucked out a little bit. I am so glad next week we're doing our remote broadcast from Sand Springs.
Glad it's not today.
Where it will be sunny and 65 next weekend for chilling and grilling. And boy, I'm looking forward to that. We always do every year.
Yeah, the events changed quite a bit, and we're hoping it's a much bigger success for us. Of course, we've always had, you know, good crowds, good turnout, but a lot more family-oriented this year. Bring in a carnival in. That'll open up Thursday night. Carnival will be open Friday afternoon and Friday evening. There will be live bands Friday and Saturday. Midlife Crisis Band is playing Saturday, which is a pretty well-known local group, a pretty solid following. But as always, there will be tasters kits for sale Saturday morning starting at 11, and you'll be able to buy those kits and sample the wares of those folks competing in People's Choice and pick your favorites.
That sounds good. So that's next Saturday, and we'll be broadcasting live from there Saturday morning and kind of doing some cut-ins throughout the morning. And having smelling and sniffing and having some good barbecue out there. It's good food out there. It's always great to do. Tom Sewell with Tulsa Gas Technologies is here. And this is, of course, with National Car Care Month, this ties right into your fleet maintenance that you have at Tulsa Gas Tech, where, you know, for people that don't think about doing things with their cars and don't keep track of it, you can keep track of it for them.
You betcha. It takes the game out of it. We can take care of everything. If we don't do it, we know the guys that do it, and we can, you know, divert the vehicle over there, take it over there. On tires, front end work, we run them over Troy and takes care of it. We're pretty heavy line service shop. I don't know. We get into the trailers, big trucks. You know, we can bring boat trailers in. It's just whatever they need done.
And Lloyd Boland, the king of the crankshaft, the guru of the garage, and the inventor of the PC 41 Plus headlamp restoration product that is available certainly at Cecil & Sons and at Tulsa Gas Tech and a number of places all around Green Country.
Yep, may not need it today, but the days will be there.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be soon warming up, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Car Care Month is kind of a thing year-round for you. You watch things, and you got a tip for us already this morning?
We see, well, I've got several. The first thing that comes to my mind, we saw one this week, is factory bulletins out on cars. We had a car come in that's really unusual, and it had a miss in it that was intermittent. It turns out that there's a factory bulletin out that, that there's a recall on them, and it's one head on this particular car. And the interesting thing about this one, the recall went to 150,000. This car had 149,999. And that's a fact. And they're going to they're going to take care of it.
Oh, that's good.
But
that
we just got programmed to do that. That we just, there's so many things out there. And the other thing we, I learn every week about this, but diagnostics. And diagnostics, I don't know if they're getting better or worse. It may be the stuff they're putting on motors, but we've had them that if we would have went, we had one last week, if we'd have went by the computer, we would have blew $1,000 right out the window.
Wow.
And the computer didn't have a clue what was wrong with this car, and it was an internal problem. And computers can't diagnose internal problems unless it has something to do with the electrical system.
Sometimes this takes some experience and some good common sense.
Well, just basic laws of physics that never change.
We have, it's 7:13, we got the 101st anniversary of the Tulsa International Auto Show that's coming up next weekend. It's not this weekend, it's next weekend out at Expo Square. And joining us on the line this morning is Tom Bloomfield with the Tulsa Auto Show. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on this morning. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
This is always a fun show and a lot of neat cars and trucks to see. Tell us a little bit about what we can see next weekend.
Well, it's going to be at the Expo, just like it has been in the past. You're going to get to see a lot of new models from all the manufacturers, some 2018 and a few 2019 models. You're also going to get to see a few, all the old club cars that are going to be displayed that everybody loves to go see, the, you know, the Mustang Club, the Thunderbird Club, the guys that love to bring their cars out and show them to everybody. In addition, you're going to have some, you're going to have the Future Liner. I don't know if you remember, it's been to Tulsa a couple times before, back in, gosh, in the 40s and 50s as part of a General Motors promotional tour, but it's going to be there on display, and that'll be kind of a nice thing for people to see that hadn't been around. I've never seen it in Tulsa. I wasn't even born when it was here the last time.
Well, I've heard about it, but I've never seen it, so this ought to be a pretty incredible piece. It's a kind of American history, isn't it?
It is. It is. It was kind of a promotion of kind of things to come with GM, and it kind of drove through the country, but it's going to be really interesting. It'll be great for some people that have never had the opportunity to see something like that.
And this is, of course, sponsored by the Tulsa Automobile Dealers Association, and you've got the Future Liner there that'll be there. You'll also have, 18-hole mini golf course that'll people can have some fun doing that, and a lot of different attractions besides just looking at the cars out there.
It is, and the auto show, when the Dealers Association took it over, it kind of became a charitable organization for our group, and so the mini golf supports a school called the Crossover Academy that's up in on the northern part of Tulsa that is for, started by a gentleman for through a church and for young boys, and it's a great organization. So all that money that people would pay to play the golf is going straight to that that organization, as well as some additional money from the auto show.
Oh, that's great. I'm looking at some of the vehicles that you're going to have there that people may want to see. A 2018 Porsche 911. That'd be super nice to see.
Yeah, it's great. You can get around the cars, get in the cars, you know, just everything under one roof. I think that's the best part of a show like this is, you know, you can see all these vehicles, obviously, in our dealerships, and we'd love to have people come out and see them this weekend if they're out and about, but they can see them all under one roof. It's Friday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 10 to 9, and then Sunday from 10 to 6.
Yeah, and tickets available there, and tickets certainly, are they online as well that you can get
they
tickets?
They are. on the website and at Quick Trip locations, and at all the dealers have the 2-for-1 tickets. You can stop by the dealership, pick one up. But it's admissions $8 for adults and $4 for children.
Fantastic. It's always a great show, and it's coming up next, starting next Friday, as you said, through Sunday out at Expo Square, the Tulsa Auto Show. Tom Bloomfield with the Tulsa Auto Show. Thanks for visiting with us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. We'll look forward to seeing you at the show.
Okay, we'll be there. Thank you very much. Yeah, we'll be giving away tickets to that on the KRMG Morning News next week, as a matter of fact. So your chance to win those will be coming up. It is 7:17 right now. We got a number of traffic accidents all around the Tulsa area right now. Several on 169. I'm just looking. Some new ones are coming in all the time here. There's another one on I-44 just about Harvard. There's one there, it looks like, and several of them northbound 169. There's one downtown. If you're going up toward the airport, going northbound on 169, several accidents along the way there. And these are obviously due to, this always happens when there's some cold weather and precipitation. There's some slick spots out there, so slow down and drive with care. It is, of course, April National Car Care Month. And we try to encourage you to take better care of your vehicle. It actually, Troy, it actually saves you money in the long run to do this by taking some time and investing a little bit in maintenance and preventative care than to have to do, you know, bigger, more expensive repairs later on.
Absolutely. I mean, we've said it before, and I'm sure we'll say it many, many times to come. Fluids are cheap. Hard parts are not. If you're looking at your transmission, you know, if you're working the truck, and Tom sees this, I'm sure you need to be changing that fluid regularly. If you're, you know, pulling heavy loads, that's what a lot of people think about is a severe service. But if you look at your owner's manual, stop and go short trip driving is just as hard. It's considered severe service as well. And so many people do live close to work, live close to where they shop, live close to, you know, where they go for, you know, whatever. And if you're just doing a bunch of 2, 3, 4, 5 mile hops, the vehicle never gets warm enough to boil off the gas and moisture in those fluids, and you end up with corrosion issues. Again, change your fluids, change them at least as often as your owner manual say, and you'll get long, long service. And I say that as a guy that does change fluid regularly and does see 250,000, 300,000 plus miles on vehicles that I drive.
And we've done this here on the show where we've asked people to call in and tell us the mileage on their car, high mileage, and 500,000 miles was pretty common, even some with 700,000 or 800,000 miles. And it was all due. We always ask them, what'd you do? And, well, I changed the oil, and I kept everything maintained. I watched, did it by the book. And
that one thing.
Yeah, and that will make the difference.
You know, I'm really bad about that because I don't drive very far to work. And I'm probably the worst in the world. And I have to really watch it, or I'll miss an oil change, and it's the worst kind of driving you can do. But he's right. And if you don't do that, well, I know I've met a lady once years and years ago. She could kill a car in 20,000 miles. And I took the valve cover off the car. The oil had not been changed in 20,000. It was hers. And there was actually a mold of the valve cover.
Wow.
It was pretty bad.
Wow. Well, anyway, they say you'll not only save gas money because you'll get better performance, but perhaps as much as $1,200 a year. You also improve your vehicle's safety and your dependability, too, according to some surveys out there. So you'll save money and be safer driving as well.
Absolutely. And even if you're not the person that's going to keep a car for years and years, your resale value is better if you've got documented routine maintenance. If you can show, yes, it has been cared for, you know, that is a selling point when you do move the car. So if you're not, again, someone like me that tends to run 10 years on a vehicle, you know, if you're trying to move your vehicle every 3 to 5 years, if you can document the maintenance, the resale value is improved.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's 7:20 on this snowy Saturday morning. We have light snow still coming down in some of the Tulsa area. 26 degrees. That northerly wind is gusting up to 24 miles an hour. Brings that wind chill down to 15. You're listening to Wheels on an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. 7:23, back with Wheels on this Saturday morning. I'm Denver Fox, and we got some light snow still in the Tulsa area. The back end of it, though, moving through, so should be kind of lightening up here in the next hour or so. However, with the cold weather and what precip is out there, it's made for some slick driving conditions and numerous accidents all around the Tulsa area. We are on Operation 6th Street this morning, so slow down and drive carefully out there. You can get information about compressed natural gas vehicles or any problems you might have with Blue Energy fuel stations if you just text CNG to 313131. You get on the list to get information, and you might win a tank full of CNG right there.
Every single week we give them away.
And a lot of people still converting. I mean, we haven't talked about it really in a lot of time, but still converting to CNG is with the fluctuation of fuel now. I mean, we've got gasoline's now about $2.29 a gallon right now anyway. But the thing about CNG, of course, is it stays the same price all the way.
It's still, you know, right there at $1.55. And, you know, they're with this tax thing, we don't even expect our gas to go up because our natural gas has gone down. At the same time, this little tax increase has come up, so we don't expect our gas to take that 3-cent jump.
All right. Well, sounds good. Get more information about CNG and all the things we talk about here. It's on our Wheels page at krmg.com. And click on the links right there to get to Tom's page at TulsaGasTech.com. Ford recalling about 350,000 trucks for a problem. It could cause them to roll even after the driver shifts them into park. These are the 2018 Ford F-150s, Ford Expedition vehicles with 10-speed automatic transmission, as well as the Ford F-650 and F-750 vehicles with 6-speed transmissions. They say a piece of equipment on the affected vehicles can become dislodged over time, which means the car won't be in gear. It looks like it's in park. It's not in park. It means if the driver shifts the car into park, it might actually start rolling and not have a warning message that indicates that. So right now they said they're aware of only one reported accident with injury on this, so they're taking care of that. But
just because it dislodged. I like the terminology.
But isn't this due to a lot of it is now, instead of actually physically moving the gears into park, it's more of an electronic process.
Some of them are. I'm not for that. It's just too weird.
Automatic transmission apart and just saw that it's called a parking paw. Yeah. The little tab that sticks in that stops the car in park. You would never depend on park.
Is that right? It looks pretty weak, huh?
It looks weak to me, but I mean, I'm guilty of doing it, but it's spooky to see that little tab.
It'll hold them.
Yeah, it'll hold them.
And you can't get it in there when you're moving. It'll just chatter.
Uh-huh. It's amazing. Of course, they advise you to always use your parking brake, your emergency brake. Now they say it's parking brake. It's not just for emergencies. Right. It's for all the time, maybe an emergency.
So many of the new vehicles have electric parking brakes now. Yeah. So, I mean, the idea of my hydraulic brakes go out, I'm going to use this to stop me. Maybe you will, but yes, it's a parking brake. Use it when you park.
Do you guys service parking brakes often?
More often than you would think, and almost always it's due to them, surprisingly enough, not being used. So, you know, we see them come in and, you know, they've literally rusted into immobility, or they've rusted and the shoe has delaminated from the backing plate, or, you know,
The cables have rusted and won't move.
Yeah. You know, use it. Use it regularly, and you will save yourself money, and you are picking up some safety and taking some load off that little bitty parking paw in your transmission.
It takes the pressure off of that, especially if you park on an incline.
If you park on a hill, it's a good idea to push that parking brake.
That's about the only time I remember to do it.
In driver's ed, you remember you turn the wheels towards the curb.
Yes.
And, you know, the whole deal.
And once you get it, if you don't use it very often, you think, now how do I get this off? You know, you have to find the handle to properly do that.
Well, also on a four-wheel disc, most of those, or a lot of them, have the piston itself is the parking brake. And if you don't use it, you'll lose your brake pedal eventually. It'll go down, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, on some of the older disc brake cars, that is the rear adjustment, is using that parking brake regularly.
Yep. Amazing. Right. 7:28 on Wheels. Latest news from our 24-hour Fox News Center coming up next on KRMG.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
It's still snowing.
The fire is so delightful.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And we did. We let it snow, and it's kind of moving out of the area right now, leaving numerous traffic accidents around the Tulsa area. Do drive very carefully. We're getting some text messages at 95920 saying slow down. All of these crashes are very serious. Airbags have been deployed. Cars on their side. I-40 knocked over. There's one at 31st and I-44 that's showing up, and numerous ones on 169. They're just all over the place. I could list them, sit here and list them, but the thing is, if you're out on the road this morning, drive very carefully and slow down. Just slow down and kind of take it easy while this kind of warms up. We'll see some sunshine actually later today, and then gradually warm up to a high of 43, and then spring arrives. Then for sure, I keep pinning down all the weather guys I know. In fact, I saw Steve Peltz with the National Weather Service, the meteorologist in charge, the other day. I said, "Okay, this is it, right? This is really it for sure. Yeah, this is it for sure." So, anyway, we're back here on Wheels on this Saturday morning. I'm Denver Fox. April is National Car Care Month. Time to focus on taking care of your second largest investment. In some cases, depends on who you are, it may be your largest investment. Some people spend a lot of money on cars.
Yeah, there's cars parked in front of houses you could. They're worth way more than the house.
Than the house. True. They need to invest in the garage. In a lot of cases, that would take a lot of wear and tear off of some of the vehicles, especially the headlamp cleaning that we talk about. It would prevent some of the sunlight damage that comes to the lens, the plastic lens that's over the headlamps. And Lloyd, you got some more tips for April?
Well, one especially enters my mind is the internet. When you have a problem, and it's really a big-time deal, a lot of people go out on the internet, they find somebody that says, "I had the same problem," they do it. Now, you may hit 1 out of 100 that'll work. Because the reason I thought of that, Denver, years ago, you had a Mercedes, the top fouled up, the convertible top.
Yeah. Your
old, anyway, I went on the internet just looking. Well, almost everything said replace the hydraulics. In your particular situation, it was a micro switch, and it wasn't replaced, it was adjusted.
Okay.
I mean, but that's a real simple and clear coded or clear deal. But when you get into some of this stuff, you want to really be cautious about that. And it's good to do exploration, you can get a lot of information, but don't just jump off and go do it because somebody else said it. Mine did this same thing and it fixed it, and it may work, but the odds are not with you.
Yeah.
They're just not there.
Yeah, so take it to a reputable mechanic.
Or get it checked at least. If you want to do the work, you know, there's places that will help you out.
Well, I've done that this week. I've got a transmission to tear into on a Honda Monday. And, you know, we've read everything there is about this Honda transmission. And there's anything from, you know, just that the clutches went down and clogged the screens up to, you know, every symptom in the world. And Lloyd's right. I think we just got clogged up screens. But we're going to tear into
a situation where we'll help Tom. You know, it's one of those pity
consulting
deals.
Consulting. 7:41 is snow begins to move out of the Tulsa area right now. Tom texted us a picture of his dashboard when he was driving in earlier. That was, I guess, you to show us the temperature, right?
Yes.
It was like 25 degrees, but your check engine light's on too. What's going on there, man?
So I've got a 2013 Chevrolet pickup, and they've had a problem with the sending unit for the oil pressure. And there's two of them, apparently. So one of them is actually talking to the computer, and then one of them drives a dash. And the one of them drives a dash is the one we're having trouble with.
Ah, okay. Coming up next weekend, we're going to be on location. We'll be out in Sand Springs at the brand-new park out there just west of Sand Springs for chilling and grilling. Troy, over to that.
Yep, Case Community Park brought in a carnival this year, so we'll have rides and carny food available Thursday night. Friday night, we've got that, and live music. Saturday we have, of course, still the rides and live music, and I think the night ends up with Midlife Crisis Band playing the evening, and of course there will be food
and cars too.
And cars? Yeah, there's a big car show. Yeah. There's also going to be tasters kits as in years gone by that will go on sale at 11. Just a People's Choice competition this year. I say that a much smaller competition because we're not doing the Kansas City Barbecue Society. From a public standpoint, that really doesn't impact the event because the KCBS guys were so focused on competing and winning for points so they can go to their, you know, big regional and national events that they didn't really participate in People's Choice. So we expecting to have the same, you know, dozen or so people that have always done People's Choice, have always competed for local bragging rights, and certainly welcome to come out and taste some food and vote for your favorites.
What was the church, the Holy Smokers, or?
Oh, yes. I've got high hopes for the breakfast meal of champions. the smoked eggs and the smoked peppers.
Oh, yeah.
That guy makes a sausage, too.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
So take some antacid before you go out there. And get ready to go to town once they get out to Chillin' and Grillin' next weekend in Sand Springs. We will be there to tell you about it. All right. One of the things we talk about here certainly is getting your vehicle, especially if you have a commercial vehicle, and especially not even a big vehicle, but it could be a small business, making sure that you're up to snuff when it comes to the U.S. Department of Transportation rules and regulations. And it's real easy for you to kind of be out of compliance and not even realize it, and you could be stopped and you could be fined big bucks.
You bet.
And not even know it. And Tom found out how difficult this is and put together a booklet so people can kind of have an overview of what to look for to see if they're in compliance. And if you want some help, you guys do that for them.
You betcha. So if you're running state to state, you've got to have your vehicle DOT all up, you know, everything all done if you're over 10,001. So that would be a pickup and a trailer combination or a one-ton truck. If you stay within the state, the rules are a little bit different. If you under 26, you can just run flat out. But if you're in an accident or anything, they will go after your maintenance records on those vehicles.
Tom, if I get stopped, can I drop your name?
Yeah. Drop right before they put the bracelets on you.
And write that ticket that says you need to write us a check right now.
Yeah.
744 on wheels. We've been getting some calls and text messages this morning saying, did we have an earthquake? An earthquake? We didn't feel it here, but apparently a lot of people did. And I'm now seeing, and we kind of waited to talk about it because I didn't really see anything reported on it. This is part of a series of earthquakes that have happened out in northwest Oklahoma, out around Perry. North, it is west-southwest of Perry, Oklahoma. So this is, quite a ways from the Tulsa area, kind of out in the oil patch, the old oil patch. And for the last several days, there have been some earthquakes there, 3.1, a 3.7, a 3.0. This morning, they registered a 4.6 earthquake. So that's getting on up there.
It is.
And 4.6 certainly could be felt here in the Tulsa area, and obviously was. Several people have reported seeing and feeling the earthquake at about 7:20 this morning. We were kind of waiting to get some verification on it and to get a little more information that we could pass on to you. But apparently it's a 4.6 earthquake that happened just about a half an hour ago, really, just 13 miles west of Perry. So in that same general vicinity out in western Oklahoma, when it gets that big, you certainly can feel it for, 100 miles or so away, at least.
Oh, yeah. I bet we felt it at my house in Manford.
Well, they stopped all the fracking and stuff, didn't they?
Well, it's not the fracking. It's the
injection wells.
The injection.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Of the water back into the wells.
Yeah.
And it didn't stop. They curtailed it. They slowed it down in certain areas.
But it seemed to help.
Yeah, whatever it did seem to slow down, at least to some period of time. So, anyway, we'll watch that situation for you there. We went through a big earthquake, was it a year, 2 years ago?
Must have been 2 years ago.
We were still
at the old studio.
Yeah, and literally we saw things swinging. The microphones were swinging. And I was out, and I came back, and he was going, there was an earthquake. And I went, oh, okay. And we just talked about it. It was fun, and we took some calls, and people felt it, and interesting experience.
It was kind of interesting up on that fifth floor, feeling the building sway a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we feel it more up there. That's why we're on a ground floor now here and on, big rock here, so we don't feel that much. But up there, the vibration would certainly transfer.
Well, we're sitting there, and we know they build those to move, but not that much.
It was an odd sensation.
It was an odd sensation. But anyway, an earthquake this morning out in western Oklahoma. And a lot of people here felt it this morning. General Motors is going to be removing the Chevrolet Sonic from its lineup, it looks like. And Ford is set to remove the Fiesta in the U.S. So Everybody's kind of making their adjustments now, I guess, for next fall for the productions.
You think they'll notice?
Probably not. I thought, what? Let me think. What is the Sonic? I had to stop and think of what that even
it's
was.
It's a little bigger than the smart car.
It's small. Yeah. I know that. These are small cars. Ford's dropping the full-size Taurus sedan again. They've dropped it before and brought it back. And the GM is considering dropping the full-size Impala from their lineups as well. So they're saying the removal of the Sonic and the Fiesta would put a damper on the subcompact car category, leaving just a few like the best-selling Hyundai Accent and the second best-selling Honda Fit. And subcompact cars are the worst-selling category in American cars, while pickup trucks and SUVs continue to be big sellers. So we don't care if we're saving gas. Gas is still affordable, at least for the time being. So go ahead and get the big trucks and the big cars. That's the thing that's selling, and not as much interest in the smaller cars.
You think
that'll
ever be another issue like it was at one time?
Oh, I think it will. Really? I think it's probably in the next couple of years we'll see. I think they're already projecting out that right now we have the surplus and they're getting rid of it at the lower price. But they're thinking the new fields that they're doing, searching for and finding new sources of oil is not meeting the demand for as far as millions of barrels of oil in demand per day.
When you were reading those cars, I was thinking, we're all old enough to realize or remember when you were growing up, you could look at a bumper on a car and tell what kind of car it was.
Yeah, that's right. Now you can't even find the bumper, let alone be able to read which one it is. But anyway, some cars coming, cars going. The Taurus was always a nice car. It was a big, roomy car, I thought. And they kind of brought it back more as a fleet vehicle when they brought it back this time.
They did, yes. And I think a lot of, I can't remember if they had a police package or did they have a special vehicle that they built for a police package. Do you know?
Briefly, there was a Taurus kind of crossover thing.
Right.
But I don't think it lasted. Well, that may be what they're discontinuing. I'm not thinking of the Taurus as a sedan, although it was through most of its life. But I'm thinking they had some kind of weird kind of hybridized minivan-looking thing.
Oh, maybe so. I don't know about that. Anyway, big changes. We'll hear about the new and improved cars, the electric cars.
Well, we can go check next week.
Yes, probably will. I'll be out there. 7:49 on this Saturday morning. Some of the snow that we had is moved out of Tulsa County right now, a little bit just to the south and east of Tulsa, but it's still cold out there, 26 degrees, and it's slick in some places out there. Slow down. Numerous accidents. We're on Operation Slick Streets out there. You're listening to Wheels on News 102.3 KRMG. Drive carefully if you're out there. It's 7:53. I'm Denver Fox. We have numerous. How many did you count? 12, 13 accidents? 14? 14 accidents. Most of them are injury accidents that have happened just in the last hour or so, and they keep happening. These are major accidents. 169 appears to be one of the main thoroughfares. There's really got some slick spots on it. They're just all over the place. And 71st Street at 169, another one there that just happened hours ago. 18th and Yale, 91st and 169, and they're just all over the place. So slow down, that's the big picture. And and we did have an earthquake out in western Oklahoma. A lot of people here felt it just after 7, about 7:15 this morning. So anyway, be aware of that. Text 5920, can you install a CNG conversion on a diesel truck 6.0, Tom? And if so, how much horsepower do you lose?
Well, there's no loss in horsepower when you put it on diesel. It's actually an increase. They run really, really, really good. But there's not an EPA-certified system, so the ones we have put on have been off-road-type units for horsepower.
And, we were talking about a lot of people are driving because gas is still cheap, but once gas goes back up, and it will, and then maybe even certainly by Memorial Day, gas prices will begin to inch back up, people will begin thinking about, well, maybe hybrids, maybe CNG, and boy, with CNG, you can convert to that. You've got all kinds of tax credits and incentives to pay for the initial investment that you make to convert your vehicle, and especially if you got a delivery vehicle or you have any kind of commercial truck, this thing is the way to go because you can budget your fuel use.
You betcha. And I know what the gas price is going to be through December of this year. It's going to be the exact same. Like I said earlier, we may not even have to adjust our price if the tax goes up because the natural gas has dropped on us. And so it's done real well.
And with April being National Car Care Month, you do fleet maintenance for people, whether you got one car, whether it's commercial or not, you'll do it all. And you also include Lloyd's PC 41 Plus, the headlamp restoration product.
We do it, and I actually personally enjoy doing it myself once in a while just to get – I want to see the reaction when we do one.
Well, you take pride. You can see a dramatic difference. You don't realize how dingy your headlamps are.
Yeah, it's fun.
Get more information about Tulsa Gas Technology on our website. At our wheels page at krmg.com. Troy Cox with Cecil & Son Discount Tires in Sand Springs and in Sepulpa, where we'll be in Sand Springs next Saturday, chilling and grilling.
That's right. Thursday night carnival, Friday night carnival and music, Saturday taster's kits and food for sale, and day ends up with a midlife crisis band, big car show Saturday morning through early afternoon, lots and lots of things going on at Case Community Parks next week.
Oh, it's a fun time to be out there, and it's going to be nicer weather than this weekend, that's
for
sure.
I'm so glad it wasn't today.
Oh, me too. It's 65 and sunny next weekend, at least. That may be very, but it's not going to be snowing. I guarantee it won't be snowing. Hey, you got some specials at Cecil & Sons, too.
All sorts of rebates running right now. Cooper's got rebates of up to $175 on select set of Cooper tires. You can check our website for details. There's a $70% Michelin rebate running right now. Bridgestone's got rebates of up to $100 on select tires. Monroe's still got up to $100 on select sets of Monroe ride control products this month. Just go to CecilandSons.com, hit the offers button, and you can see it all.
All right. Guys, we'll see you next weekend in Sand Springs. The news is next on KRMG. Go ahead.
You want me to get off here, aren't you?